Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Today on our Celebrity Spotlight, we will be wrapping up our series of interviews with the cast Skin Deep. Today we will wrap it up with Marquise Bilson, who will be calling in a few minutes for us to discuss his role and his project. Meanwhile, I hope everyone is enjoying our Black History Month showcase of talented men and women. Make sure you catch interviews with the other cast members, Cam Holloway, Suella, Itar, as well as some of our author spotlight showcases with the very talented Melina Crawford, her new release of her novel, A Fistful of Honey, debuted February 21st. We just wrapped up an interview with Cerise Rainey Murphy today. She has two novels. She writes in multiple genres. Her novel, To Find You, is a historical romance, and she has a children's novel, Ellis and His Magic Mirror, focusing on the ages 6 to 9. So if you're a parent and you're looking for a beautiful illustrated novel, for a chapter novel for your child, definitely pick up Cerise Rainey Murphy. Be sure to check out that interview today, this afternoon. It's going to be great. Meanwhile, as we wait for our guests to call in for our show, be sure to also visit our website at www.sistersplace.com. And that's SistersPlace.com. And register for our newsletter so that you can stay on top of what's happening, what's going on over at Sister's Place, as well as the interviews, because the month of March is going to be fabulous. We have some great interviews scheduled for the month of March, and we can't wait to share those with you, as well as we will host two live shows next month. So make sure you tune in and check us all out. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to take some calls, starting with our new show going live next month. So be ready. Get ready. So be sure to, you know, visit our other platforms. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join our Facebook page at Sisters Place 2 Entertainment Showcase. And follow us on Twitter at Sisters Place. Meanwhile, let's take a few moments and get ready for our last guest for Black History Month, Marquise Bilson. He plays the character of Jay on the television series Skin Deep. And we are just waiting for him to call in. Have anyone checked out the television series, Skin Deep, the series? It explores the journey of each character as a life-altering truth and deception, force them to face their prejudice, or become permanently accomplice to evil. So it's going to be a very interesting Saturday afternoon. Later on this afternoon, we will be interviewing another actress who is actually an actress, producer, and writer, and well-known published author, Catherine Crumber. That interview will start later on this afternoon in about an hour.
So you guys get ready, visit our website, and check out our past interviews. We have interviewed some talented indie film artists as well as musicians. If you go to our website, you're going to start seeing some transitions with the new website that's going live next month as a full online digital magazine. And we are very excited about that. And we hope to bring more talented men and women in film, theater, and television to our showcase interviews. We will have a full format available. And starting in June, we are taking that magazine to another level with a quarterly publication that will be available for purchase. And that magazine feature will feature different artists, and we will have a feature artist on the cover. And I'm so excited about that, to be able to bring our listeners and our audience more talented men and women in television, film, and theater, and the gorgeous literary world. There is a very strong movement in the indie era for artists in film, theater, and television. It looks like our caller may be late calling in for our interview showcase. We are still waiting for Marquise Bilson to join our segment. And it looks like he may be running late. Meanwhile, be sure to follow our Blog Talk Radio show and check us out on our website, sistersplace.com. And you can also visit our other platforms, Sisters Voice at sistersplace2.blogspot.com, and our Sisterhood Unity Showcase, Maya's Blog Showcase. And check out our Facebook page. We have a segment of women who post, who write articles on various subjects that are real. Toni LaRue is off the chain as she writes about Black Wall Street, the power of money and wealth within the Black community and what it means. Felicia Tucker is a published author, publishing children's stories, as well as she's an educator. And she talks strongly about what's going on in education with the choices with the new presidential administration team. A lot of the changes that have been going on. She has been phenomenal. You definitely want to check her out and follow her. We have some life coaches, some fitness experts, and some relationship experts on our segment as well. We have Suzanne Tariq. She is all the way in the UK, and I'm so happy to have Suzanne the Poet joining Sisters Place. Team writer, she contributes monthly for our relationship segment, as well as Dorothy Thomas Peoples as well. She is also in the UK. She's from Georgia, but she lives now in the UK. And she writes a monthly book review on some great literature with artists that, you know, we're shining the light on these actors and authors, giving them an opportunity and platform to shine. Well, it doesn't look like Mr. Marquise Bilson is joining our show today. But meanwhile, we want you all to check out this television series, Skin Deep. You can visit the website at www.skindeeptheseries.com and check out some of the series. They have a season two, so you definitely want to check out this talented cast of men and women in such a controversial series. That is real life. This happens in real life. So it is nice to see that they're bringing some of the events and things that take place that are real to television so that we can show others, you know, how people can come together and how people also can be divided. So today, thank you all for joining Sisters Place Blog Talk Radio Show as we joining our show right now is Marquise Bilson. Hi, Marquise. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
I'm good. I'm good. We didn't see
I'm
you there.
Fine.
Pop up in the window.
Sorry for my delay. I could hear you when you were saying that I didn't call in. I'm like, no, I can hear them, but for some reason I couldn't connect. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for joining the show. Let's jump right into our interview.
And thank you for
tell
having
us
me.
About. You're welcome. Tell us about your character role, Jay, in the television series Skin Deep.
Well, Jay is originally from the South. He's from Georgia. He's got a very strong and rebellious sort of personality, his character. One of those people that's just really, really challenging. If there's any way that he can push the envelope or test the waters, he's going to do it. To describe Jay in a nutshell, I don't want to give away every single thing about Jay, but for the most part, he's very dynamic. I think his role is very important to this series.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What attracted you to this role when you read the script?
Funny story. Actually, I saw a post on Facebook for the casting, and it was very vague. As you know, a lot of the times with a lot of projects, people don't always want to give away their entire storyline. Companies don't want to give away their storyline. So you kind of get really basic information about a character. It's
mm-hmm.
the first role that I've ever had. It's the first project that I've ever actually worked on. So when I saw this and I just saw the description that they were looking for somebody of color, you know, somebody who was fit, decent looking, I said, okay, I'll try my hand. And that was pretty much just it. But when I had an opportunity to really read the script, it spoke to me. It spoke volumes
mm-hmm.
to me. The entire series it's set almost like real time. All the things that we see happening today in current events, whether it's in race relations, sexuality, gender expression, religion. I mean, it touches on all of those really taboo topics and things that are happening kind of like in our face every single day anyway, real life, real time. So as soon as I saw the script, I was drawn in.
Okay. Sounds good. So who are some of your favorite actors?
Only three? Okay. I know, it's so unfair. Okay, so three actors. Denzel Washington is at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Meryl Streep, actually love her work. And my third person, I'm going to go with Viola Davis.
Okay. Nice. That's a nice trio right there.
It is. I'm frustrated. I could only pick three, but I love all three of these in particular actors. Denzel and Viola specifically, obviously, as you know, people of color. I love my folks of color. But more importantly, their story and just kind of like the way they've transcended their career, especially Denzel Washington. I mean, when you look at some of his earlier stuff, he's always played the good guy, you know, so the ability for him to really tap into those other pieces of himself and not always kind of be typecast, I just think it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
His last Fences, you know, especially directing it too, phenomenal movie. I was blown
okay.
away.
Yeah, that was a great performance.
Yeah, it really was.
As an activist, go ahead.
I'm fine. I'm done.
Oh, okay. As an activist in real life, compare how you would personally handle the political statement versus Jay, who I understand is very direct.
As an activist, you know, you want to make sure that you get your voice heard. You're speaking for a community of people a lot of the time, too, so you have to be really cautious, kind of like how you say things. It's not, I mean, really in activism and as an advocate, either way, it's not really what you say. It's how you say what you say. So you're kind of politically correct more often than not. Jay, on the other hand, really just doesn't care. He's very in your face. So that is the difference. I think that myself in real life versus the character Jay, I think we're both very equally passionate. I just think that we have two different ways of skinning the cat, if you will.
Okay.
We really do. We have very different ways of doing that. So, but I feel like I'm learning a good bit from this character, from this role.
Okay. That's good. So how did you get into the business, and what advice would you give to an aspiring actor who they don't know where to begin?
Again, I mean, as I told you before, the seeing the casting for Skin Deep, seeing that post on Facebook, like that was just kind of like the introduction. I mean, of course, I could have easily, you know, saw it and then said, oh, well, you know, I don't think that that's for me. But to challenge myself in that way, it was just something that was like, you know what, I'm kind of curious. And then I got bit by the bug. And so now I'm like... I'm so serious. Like, I'm totally fascinated with all things film. The one thing, though, that I would say to anybody that's, you know, getting their start is there's no such thing as, you know, being too late. I don't think that that's mm-hmm. true. A lot of actors, when you look at majority of people who come into the business, you know, they're not until maybe like their 30s or their 40s before they really get their big break. So I would tell that person, you know, stay committed, stay confident, really pursue your dream. If that's what you want and you're hungry for it, go after it. Doesn't matter when that happens. You could be acting, you know, from the time that you're 6 or 7, or maybe it just comes around to you when you're 35 or 36 like me. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good. So tell me about any other projects that you're working on outside of Skin Deep that our listeners should be aware of.
Currently, I'm not working on any other projects just yet. Of course, I'm always trying to submit myself to things. But if there's something that comes up, I'll be sure and let you know. But as it stands right now, Skin Deep is the only project that I'm actually like currently working on.
Mm-hmm. So, is there a particular role that will be like your all-time dream role that you would love to portray?
A villain, bad guy.
Why?
The thing, you know what? I say that because after playing this in particular role, not that Jay's a bad guy. He's actually not a bad guy at all. More than he's just direct and he's got a really stern personality. But it's, you know, it's kind of different. It's kind of different in regard to who my actual person is, like my true self. So being able to play something mm-hmm. like a villain or a bad guy, I mean, it just would be a very emotional challenge because that's not mm-hmm. at all my personality. So I would essentially want something as difficult as possible, but it would be a personal project.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
okay.
Just kind of be to tap into that other side of myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you had the opportunity to work with two beautiful leading ladies, Suella, Ella Carr,
yeah.
and Catherine Kim. How did each challenge you as an artist?
With working with Suella, she's very experienced, and what she brings to the set, I mean, there's like this depth that she has to her, and you're kind of like, it's like a push and pull kind of thing. So watching her tap into her role and be committed the entire time in that way, I mean, she's super intense. You know, it kind of forces you to match that when you're working with an actress like her. As far as Kim goes, we just naturally have chemistry. It
mm-hmm.
was just immediate. I don't know what it was. It was just really immediate. It was very comfortable. We were able to bounce off of each other as well, but I think it just felt so natural that it was just that much easier to do.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
So that makes perfect sense. So how can our listeners, which network is the series, television series on, so that our listeners can tune in and watch the next season that you guys are doing, a season two?
Well, you can go to Skin Deep, skindeeptheseries.com. You can go to the website. You'll be able to get all the updates that you need, find out exactly when to tune in, where to tune in, character updates, episodes that are coming up.
Okay.
Definitely go to the website. Go to Skin Deep the Series. You're going to be able to get information you need directly there.
All right. So how can our listeners and audience find you on social media and stay connected with you and follow you?
I don't want nobody finding me. No, I'm just playing. you guys can look me up. I'm on Facebook, Marquise Vilson. That's my name on Facebook. That's the best way to get in touch with me is Facebook.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I apologize for the technical issue we had here on our Blog Talk Radio show.
I am so sorry I was late. I apologize, ladies. It'll never happen again.
We appreciate you. And you know what? Stay connected with us and for Sisters Place Entertainment. You know, we promote indie artists doing their thing, your projects. We would love to share it with our audience as well, you know, so that they can support you as well. And, you know, come out in strong numbers, especially for movies and television series. It's all about the ratings.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all your support. And thank you again for having me today.
So welcome. Well, you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and thanks again for joining Sisters Place.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. Sorry, everyone, for we had a little technical difficulty. He was a little late dialing in, but that was okay. And then we had an issue connecting here on Blog Talk Radio. But at the end of the day, we got the interview done. We had a little promotion in the beginning, but then we had a nice interview with Marquise Vilson. He plays the character Jay on the Skin Deep television series. Guys, be sure to visit their website at skindeeptheseries.com and check out when their series is coming on television, character updates, times, new episodes. You definitely want to support this awesome cast of talented men and women. Thanks again for joining us on Sisters Place Blog Talk Radio Show.